Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Since I've been taking it, I can actually wear a pair of sandals because the pain sometimes would be so bad, I would never wear a pair of sandals. Now, I could drive the car with sandals. My feet don't hurt me. I used to go to bed at night, and my feet used to keep me up all night long. No more. My feet haven't bothered me since I've been taking this. I could even walk barefoot, which I could never do before. I really feel great. I really, really do. I feel like I used to feel, you know?
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Listen, ideas so good they have to be mandatory. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Since November 3rd, the mainstream media has tried to just say it every step of the way. This is hopeless for Donald Trump. He should just concede. They've been trying to push Joe Biden, through to the finish line. But this fight is not over yet, not by a long shot. So we're following the process that's laid out in the U.S. Constitution, designed specifically by our founding fathers to make sure that corrupted elections don't prevail. And so although we have December 14th, just this past Monday, where the different slate of delegates came in those six states that were challenging, the GOP delegates also showed up and cast their votes. That's happened before in U.S. history, where there have been two slates of delegates and there's been controversy over the outcome of a particular state's election and how they sent their delegates right up into the day where they go to Congress. And so the date of ultimate significance, as the Supreme Court recognized, is January 6th, when Congress actually receives and counts and certifies the Electoral College. So at this point, what the campaign is doing and the legal team for the president, we are still pushing for election integrity to make sure that every legal vote is counted and counted fairly. There is still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated job by making sure that the delegates that they send and they certify are the correct ones.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to be on the air. What a great day to be alive. Even with all the fraud, it's 2020, the year of fraud. Even with all the fraud, the lies, and the crap fest we're living through, I'm happy to be alive and happy to be on the air. What about you, Uncle Milty?
I'm happy to be able to help educate people to what's going on. I really am.
Amen, brother. Welcome. And, of course, Chrisanne Hall had a legal emergency to deal with in helping an entity right now. Our constitutional expert and attorney will be back with us after the Christmas season. And happy for her and thankful for her. And, by the way, go to chrisannehall.com to get educated in the Constitution correctly. And I say that with a straight face because our schools have been doing a bang-up job of teaching our students nothing but crap about our Constitution. In fact, they don't even mention the word Constitution anymore for over 100 years. So there's that. That clip you were listening to as we were coming in was Jenna Ellis, who we had on the show. Jenna Ellis, the lead attorney for this campaign with Donald Trump, with the election, what's going on. And I love the way that she described that, because just for your daily affirmation, no, you're not crazy. No, you're not nuts. The electors' votes were not known on Monday night. President-elect Biden is really not President-elect Biden. The six states have still not been called. And also, those votes weren't known and won't be known until January the 6th, as she was spelling out. They are sealed. So the fact that they went ahead and announced that President Biden then had it in the bag because of the electors is false. It's absolutely a lie. And so you're not crazy. And by the way, no, healthy people all around you are still not falling dead of COVID because the average age of death is 78 in a nursing home where the public's not allowed to go. So there's your daily affirmation. I have a great guest coming up, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a snapshot of what's actually happening, because you're not going to hear this on mainstream. You know, the call from Lynn Wood to get rid of John Roberts and to have him recuse himself because he's bought and sold is probably right on the money. He did go to Pedo Island twice on March 22nd in 2010 and February 11th of 2011, along with Bill Gates and Walter Cronkite and many individuals. And so, did that compromise him at the time? Very much so, I would imagine. So also, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, confirmed that there was a foreign interference in the 2020 election. CBS, bought and sold CBS, basically came out and acknowledged this. Wow. DNI Ratcliffe leads the 17 intelligence agencies and has access to the most highly classified information, saying that, yes, we had foreign interference. Okay. And we had inner interference, didn't we? Also, Senator-elect Turberville suggests he'll join the objection to electoral votes. Oh, that's good. Excellent. Georgia witness came forward, Christina Malamon. She's the vice chair of the Oregon Young Democrats, and she was asked to volunteer in Georgia, and she came out with some more fraud. Fraud's been coming out every day. The judge denied the effort to have the 200,000 people restored to the Georgia voter rolls before the runoffs. And then, of course, Jenna Ellis outlining some key things going on there with the campaign, what's happening, what's actually happening, rather than what you're hearing and the lies in mainstream. I want to bring on our guest because we've got such a wonderful guest. He's a great veteran investigative reporter, Leo Homan. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Absolutely. In fact, author of the recent book Stealth Invasion, spent the majority of 2017 among Amazon's top 10 books about immigration policy, and he spent decades researching and writing about education, immigration, crime, politics, and religion. Hat tip, Mike, thank you for recommending Leo for the show. Your articles have appeared everywhere. Is there any place you're not? And, of course, interviewed by, you name it, Laura Ingraham, George Norrie, Coast to Coast, John B. Wells, who we've had on the show, Caravan to Midnight, had him on several times, actually. And so grateful that your mission is to fearlessly report the truth about the issues of our time. And you came out with something that was so intriguing, we had to talk about it. And this was the Democrat document surfacing, demanding Biden clamp down on conservative Christians, remove them from public office, and re-educate Trump voters. Oh, how nice of him. That's lovely. Wow. I'll tell you what, your 2-minute snapshot of what's going on right now in America. You want to give us that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Can Kate, you do it in 2 minutes?
What seems to be happening, the way I see it is, I like the way you phrase that, 2-minute snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the middle of the biggest power struggle ever over the future of America. But not just America. I feel like it's the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you take a look at the Great Reset and the people behind that, these globalist elites, and you really can't think of a single country, a single nation in the world that is standing against that right now. And they're using COVID as the pretext to bring in this Great Reset, which is nothing more than a rebranding of the old New World Order. Remember they used
Amen.
To call it the New World Order?
Yes, yes, as many of our presidents have called it. And remember George Bush, awful George Bush, standing the New World Order, it's coming. I mean, my gosh, have we not woken up?
Yeah, it's going to be a fine, wonderful place where the rule of law will apply.
Oh.
And the United Nations will be the place that dictates, you know, which rules apply and which don't.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one nation and one man who's standing between us and that right now, and that's the United States of America. They know they can't bring in this New World Order, this Great Reset, whatever you want to call it, until they get America on board with it.
Right.
Yep.
Okay? Donald Trump, they know, because of two speeches that he made, if there was any doubt based on what he's done in his 4 years in office, he dispatched those in the speeches that he gave last year. I believe one was in September of 2019 and one was in December. He addressed the World Economic Forum in one speech and the United Nations General Assembly in the other. And he clearly came down on these people who are advocating this, who want us to go into this great reset, this mm-hmm. new world order. And he said, the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. And he said it, patriots, exactly that way. I'll never forget it. And it's just stuck in my mind ever since. And I think it's stuck in their craw ever since. And they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And so, the election, massive election fraud that we saw in the first week of November, I think is just the latest attempt. It's the latest shot fired across the bow mm-hmm. at Donald Trump and the United States.
And a brazen one at that. The guy, that potato head, could not get five people in to see him. And so the fact that they're even crowning him with the most votes in history, in fact, they've gone so far over. They have jumped the shark, referring to that Fonzie episode. They have jumped the shark so badly that it's that brazen. And do you feel like they did it that brazenly because they know they can get away with it? They still think they can get away with it? I don't know. I guess they
know they can get away with it. They still think they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're just desperate because they feel like it's getting away from them.
Yeah.
You know, Barack Obama set the table for this whole thing. He signed on with more than 190 other nations. He signed us on, along with the rest of the nations of the world, to the 2015 Agenda 2030 of the United
mm-hmm.
Nations,
mm-hmm.
Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development.
Right.
And it was Hillary's job to finish that job, to finish us off as an independent sovereign nation and put us under the dictates of that document. And, you know, it has 17 what they call sustainable development goals. And if you read those goals, it sounds a lot like what's happening right now, what
yep.
they're trying to get in place using the COVID pandemic as the pretext. As I said, you know, one of the things in there is to provide a global digital ID system for every human being on the planet. It says to register every human being at birth with one of these biometric IDs.
Yep.
And you see that coming into place. You see the drive to get rid of cash and bring in a mm-hmm. new digitized currency.
Yep, fake shortage.
Many places are getting rid of cash, saying that's dirty, that's contagious. We can't have this virus just serves so many of their interests, Kate.
I know. And people will be dumb enough to believe it because, you know, and I hate to say that. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that by now, after 11 months, if you haven't seen what's going on, then maybe your head is stuck in the sand forever. And maybe you've been too indoctrinated by the media telling you what to do and the government. Whenever the media and the government are on the same page, be very aware that you're being lied to. Because they team
that
up.
That was
lie.
Kate, I saw red flags blaring all over the place
yep.
back in mid to late February
yep.
when the media started reporting nonstop on the COVID virus. The first person hadn't even died yet in America.
I know, us too.
They were running 24/7
yep.
On the radio and the TV.
Yep.
Every hourly news report on the radio from CBS News or
yep.
NPR.
You're right.
Whatever the local radio station used as their syndicated news program, on the hour, was nothing. It led off with COVID.
Yep. Yep.
And not a single person had died yet of that.
You're so right.
And
27 people forced, 27 deaths, they said, forced the lockdown of America in March, in that second week of March. We're going to come right back with Leo Homan. LeoHoman.com, LeoHoman.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. Bare Naked Ladies. God rest you, merry gentlemen. One of my favorite versions of the song. It's peppy, can I say. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. Thank you for any donations that you can give there to keep us on the air and reporting on a daily basis. We actually do 3 hours a day. We do a local hour and then a national show. And I'm telling you, it's needed. And I thank you for that. There are three ways to do that. You can go to katedalyradio.com, where the podcasts are located. I'm hitting almost 2 million now podcast listens and grateful for it. Also, Leo Homan is our guest, and you can actually go to Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com, and actually donate to Leo, because I'm telling you, there are few investigative journalists that I will even have on this show. Alex Newman, Leo Homan, there's only a few that I will have because I know that they are worth their salt, and they are private. They are doing what they can do to inform the public. It's so vital right now because our mainstream media is getting their heyday, and they are just, if you listen to mainstream media at all anymore, I don't tune them in anymore at all, because I can't listen. My blood pressure goes up. I can't listen to their messaging. Their messaging is so narrative. It is so corrupt. Please tune it off and start tuning people in like Leo, and go to leohoman.com daily, and you'll be able to get a dose of the truth. And I'm so grateful for Leo and all of his hard work. So welcome, Leo. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And by
the way, you mentioned Alex Newman. He's a good friend of mine. We work together.
Alex.
He runs a lot of my articles on his website, libertysentinel.com. I run his videos and stuff on mine.
Excellent.
So, independent journalism is where it's at today.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
Oh, I agree with you. So this Democrat document, even Glenn was actually talking about your article on the air.
Glenn Beck, today on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Was reading from the article that I have at leohoman.com about this Democratic organization. Mm-hmm. They call themselves the Secular Democrats of America.
Jeez.
Who knew there was such an organization? They're very tied in with the Democrat Congress. You hear about, we have the Black Caucus, we have the Progressive Caucus, we have the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
Who knew there was a Congressional Free Thought Caucus? That's who these people are tied into. And if you really wanted to take away the Orwellian newspeak and give them an accurate title, it would be called the Atheist Caucus.
so true.
Because that's what they are.
Yep.
And they're very unabashed and about proclaiming their atheism. But they use these little weasel words all around their document to make it sound like they're really in the mainstream of America, and it's we Christians who are way outside the mainstream, and we're the enemy. They actually refer to us in this document, which is titled Restoring Constitutional Secularism and Patriotic Pluralism in the White House.
Oh, my gosh.
They sent this document to the Joe Biden transition team, and they actually refer to all of the problems of America they blame on conservative Christians, and they really tightly and narrowly define the enemy in this document, referring to us as the quote religious right, and also even gets worse from there. They try to pigeonhole us as quote white nationalists, and also refer to us as conspiracy theorists.
Of course.
So if you believe in the tenets of the Bible, just mainstream Christianity, nothing outside the mainstream, sanctity of life, that marriage should be between a man and a woman, our education system should not be inviting in drag queens to have drag queen story hour for little toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're against those type of things and you're for the sanctity of life, you're pro-life, then you're a white nationalist.
Oh, yes, because if you're not all for the racist narrative that's going on so heavily this year, the racist narrative that we're a racist nation in the year 2020. I can't believe they're still selling this box of rocks, but they are. And so this is part of our white nationalism, right?
It is. And we all this smacks of Nazi Germany to me, Kate. I don't know about you.
Oh, sure.
Before they came after the Jews and put them in the camps, what did they have to do? They had discredit them in the public forum, the public sphere. They had to discredit them and demonize them in the mind of the public. And that went on for several years before they actually started rounding them up and turning on the gas chambers. And so we really need to take heed and put our little antennae up when we see a document like this sent to the supposedly incoming Biden administration from a group that prides themselves in their atheism, has ties to more Marxist organizations, and then they say stuff like this. I mean, I'm just pulling this out of this document. I put several bullet points in my article to make it easy for people who didn't want to go and read a 28-page arcane document. Number one, they want eliminating government support for all crisis pregnancy centers and all abstinence-only education programs in the schools.
Jeez.
Number two, deny free speech and religious liberty to various groups of Americans based on their religious beliefs. But as I said, it was narrowly defined to the religious right. They're the dangerous ones. They're not concerned about Muslims or Islam or Hinduism other religious belief.
We're the danger. And so this document, just to remind everybody, Secular America put this out, gave this to Joe Biden's transition team, which they didn't reject.
Secular Democrats of America.
Democrats of America. And they didn't reject this. No, they took this document. And this document calls on Biden to make the changes that Leo is talking about.
Right. Jeez. So we're going to go on down the list.
Please.
Incentivize states to strip parents of all non-medical exemptions to mandatory vaccines for children in schools or daycare centers.
So we will have
that
no choice.
They want to remove the religious exemption, which almost every state besides, I think, California has for parents to opt out of having their kids immunized in all of these different, you know, it's up to like what? Something like 24 different immunizations. They try to get them before 5 years old.
Oh, yeah. And then 69, I think, immunizations. During their being a minor. And so remove God and trust from U.S. currency. Gosh, it must really bother them.
We trust. Yep.
Jeez. Okay, keep going.
And then repeal the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Rescind and replace the Trump DOJ's federal protections for religious liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Appoint an attorney general. This is a good one. Appoint an attorney general who will support governors whose emergency COVID-19 executive orders restrict gatherings at houses of worship.
Jeez. Wow.
So the ones like Jay Inslee in Washington and Gavin Newsom in California and Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan.
Yeah, and
these are the ones they want to support.
Even though the Supreme Court just basically said you can't do that in two states, they would like an attorney general that will make sure and bolster up the governors that are doing this. Interesting.
Well, they'll back them up exactly.
Okay, and then what's the next one?
Go ahead.
No, the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, reverse the Trump administration policies that have allowed faith-based government-funded contractors to support adoption and foster care services, and work with Congress to pass the Every Child Deserves a Family Act. So they're coming against the Christian adoption agencies, Catholic Christian adoption agencies that refuse to place little babies and toddlers and preteens in homes where, you know, it's like a same-sex marriage and things like that.
Which they should be able to do. They should be able to put those families, it's a religious group, they should be able to put those kids in the families' homes that they feel confident in.
Nah, let them go with the pedophiles.
Gosh, it just makes me sick. I know, right? Just makes me sick. Okay, what's the next one? Jeez Louise.
Fully and robustly fund, quote, comprehensive sex education in the schools. Now, what does that mean when a leftist talks about comprehensive sex education? Have you
Yes.
Have you guys researched that?
We have. We have. It really means they're going into a lot of areas that you would never want your kids to be anywhere aware of in their entire growing up years.
In great detail.
Exactly.
In great detail.
And they want to start it in kindergarten and first grade.
Yeah.
Teaching children about, you know, things that I could not even mention in this article.
Yeah, we can't even repeat on the radio. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Disgusting.
But they want your 5 and 6 year old child to learn how to do this particular sex act.
And if you don't know what those are, I think Dr. Pesta actually went on our show because he comes on every Monday and actually mentioned some of those. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's disgusting.
So they want to fully and robustly fund those education programs.
Wow.
All right. Next, work with governors to educate and combat Project Blitz. And encourage the introduction of the Do No Harm Act at the state level. So I'm like, what is Project Blitz? I looked it up, and that's the opposite of the comprehensive sex education. This is a program where they try to get that stuff out of the schools, okay?
Right.
So they want to work with governors to combat that and demonize those people.
Oh, my gosh. And then the document ends by telling Biden what?
Yeah, and this isn't everything in the doc. These are just the highlights.
Yeah.
Kate. And the last one I mentioned was they say, we urge you, Vice President-elect Biden, to avoid invoking the phrase Judeo-Christian values. They don't like that phrase.
Jeez, I bet not.
As it has been weaponized, they say, by the religious right to advance an agenda that has the veneer of inclusivity but actually undermines religious freedom and tolerance. And does not represent tens of millions of Americans implicitly excluded from its formulation. So you can see what they're doing here. They're trying to identify, isolate, and punish the one group of people that they know is responsible for getting people like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump elected into high offices.
Yes.
And even local offices. You know, they talk about Trump, and imply that that's the big enemy here. But it's really not just Trump.
Right.
It's anyone in a public office who believes in these Judeo-Christian values, these Judeo-Christian virtues,
and
of God, family, and country.
Right. And who signed on to this document? Right there in Illinois, guys. Right there in the state of Illinois, Representative Sean Casten, who's a Democrat. Of course, Rashida Tlaib in Michigan, of course. I mean, she's behind anything that is anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-everything. But these are all people that are representatives. Huffman, Raskin, Kildee, McNerney, Beyer, Casten, Cohen, Johnson, Lofgren, Pocan, and then Tlaib, and then Susan Wild of Pennsylvania. Some real winners, right? I can't believe these people were actually elected. This document is horrendous. And you only covered the highlights. We have to go to a break, but you only got the highlights. Jeez Louise.
Absolutely. I encourage people to read the entire document.
It's disgusting.
I have a link to the document in the article.
Yep. Larry, it's under Leo Homan, leohoman.com, LEOHOHMANN.com. Be right back with Leo, investigative reporter, great journalist. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hi there. Welcome back. Reminiscent, I was just reminiscing. It was actually Dean Martin's daughter that we had on.
That's right.
Yeah, we had Dean Martin's daughter on last year because of the baby It's Cold Outside. Big, huge scandal. What I wouldn't give for that scandal right now after this year. Holy cow. That was nothing. Right before that, we had the God Bless America scandal with singer Kate, right? Anyway. Kate. Yeah. What was her last? I can't remember. Anyway, my brain's going. What can I say? Yeah. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Incredible company doing an incredible supplement. You're going to need your vitamins for this next year. And you're going to need them fast. Make sure and get Balance of Nature. It's 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. When I was doing my homework, which you know I do a tremendous amount of homework. I was looking for a food supplement for myself and my family because I'd been doing so many shows on the food supply and how horrible and corrupt it is. Well, I knew that if you ate a potato back in the early 1900s, it was much different nutrient base than we have today. You'd have to eat a whole bushel of them to get the same nutrients out of one potato that they could eat in, say, 1910. So when I was looking at that, Balance of Nature just stood out as the most amazing product. I hope that you'll take it. And I hope that you'll put my name in, Kate, K-A-T-E, get 35% off and free shipping when you order it. Order some for a friend too. But that deal is so amazing that anybody on any budget can afford it. So, and it's very, very reasonable for what they put in there. They put everything but the kitchen sink in there. It's amazing. Minerals, vitamins, everything. Balanceofnature.com. I have Leo Homan on with us, a very, very wonderful investigative reporter who I love. And I have very few investigative reporters on because there's just not too many you can trust anymore. He and Alex Newman and Cheryl Chumley, there's a few that I absolutely trust, and I know that they're just doing some really great stuff out there. So thank you, Leo, for coming on. And we were just talking about what next year looks like, and we've talked about Great Reset, but I think people need to understand, no matter who takes the seat at the presidency, and I do believe it will actually, I do believe we'll have some surprises with the Electoral College, and I do believe Trump will stay in. But here you go, you have two different sets of problems coming at us, no matter who's in, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
You've got two different sets of problems. So if Trump gets in versus Biden, and Biden steals the White House, we still have, I think 2021 is going to be the year that is more eye-opening than 2020. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
I'd actually like to get your
totally
point of view.
I totally agree with that. The wonderful thing about Trump, whether you support him or not, mm-hmm. nobody can deny the fact that Trump has forced people to lay their playing
cards
out on the table.
Exposed a lot
yes.
during the last 4 years.
Yes. We're finding out who are the real conservatives, who were the pretend conservatives,
mm-hmm.
You know, the people, the politicians who were just going along with Trump because they thought he was what? He was winning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now the media tells us that he lost, even though we know he actually won in a landslide.
Right.
You know, because they cheated at a wholesale level, 1,000 different cuts, you know, of cheating, not just one way, but of many different levels, the machines, the ballots, the postmarks where they backdated the ballots coming. The Postal Service was in on it. The media was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
The election officials were in many cases in on it. And these six or seven key big cities, so we know that's all fake, but the media says he lost. And so what's happening? All of these pretend Trump supporters are saying, Trump lost.
Mm-hmm.
The media says he lost, so we need to go with the winning side.
Mm-hmm.
That's all these people are about.
Right.
They have no principles.
Right.
All they care about is themselves and staying in office and being able to continue with their, you know, their prime seat at the local country club or in cocktail parties in D.C. They just want to be with the winners. And
mm-hmm.
right now they think Joe Biden is the winner, so they're going with him and they're congratulating him. But I think 2020, that's what 2020 has exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 2021 is going to further push the veil back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see these two sides actually clashing. I don't see any way around it, do you? You can't have two presidents. You can't have two presidents. You can only have one.
Right.
And both sides right now think that their man is the president, or going to be, on January 20th.
Yeah, Uncle Milty has comment for you, too.
Yeah, I think something big is about to happen. What do you
I do, too.
I do, too. And I think what it's going to be is finally the clash is going to come. One of the main complaints of conservatives for the last two decades is that we know it's there, but we haven't done anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2021 is the year we do something about it.
Yeah, I think it's almost like we're being forced to do something about it. They're backing us into a corner. We don't want civil war. We don't want revolution. We don't want any of these things that take us out of our comfort zone. That's how most Americans are. They just want to be left alone,
right?
Be able to work their job, work hard, 40 or 50 hours a week, maybe have a day or two to relax. But they're being forced out of that comfort zone. People's jobs are being taken away. People's businesses are being closed down. People's churches are being closed down. It's all being forced, online. That's where the elites want us to put all of our lives now online. Why? So they can monitor and control them better.
Right.
I was driving out in the country of the rural Georgia the other day, and it really hit me as I was passing these little country churches, and I was thinking to myself, the elites really have, if you look at the Great Reset and what they're all about, it's about control and consolidation of power over the lives of individuals. And as I passed these little country churches, I was thinking, they really have their work cut out for them. How are they going to control the pastors and what they say in every one of these little churches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, COVID takes care of that.
Yep.
Forcing pastors to put their sermons and their worship services live streamed on Facebook, live streamed on YouTube, and so now it's all out there for these oligarchs to control. And that's what it's the same that we see in China. It's the model. China, I tell everybody, China is the model. If you're a good little boy and girl in China, you can live a relatively okay life. There's no freedom, but as long as you keep your mouth shut and toe the party line, you're fairly much left alone. That's the type of society they want for America. Whether or not they get away with it and pull this off is yet to be seen.
Right.
Well, that's the problem with the people of the United States today. They're willing to put the mask on to maintain their comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So true.
Right. They don't want a confrontation. I saw an unbelievable video today put out by James Corbett, the Corbett Report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are familiar. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
He put one out today. I thought I knew everything about the mask, but this one shocked me. Do you know that the terrorists that we brought to Guantanamo in the aftermath of 9/11, he had actual video footage that showed them being led about at Guantanamo, being forced down to their knees and, treated badly, which none of us cared, of course. They're terrorists.
Right.
But the one thing that stood out was they were forced to put masks on, face masks. And the guards who were interrogating them didn't have face masks on. Only the prisoners had face masks on.
Interesting.
And the reason, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's a method of psychological torture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what a farce.
Torture and control.
Yes. And nobody woke up to the fact that our immune system didn't stop working or crashed all around the world in March, and that healthy people should never wear a mask. And for some reason, our brains just must have imploded, because nobody can recollect this and no one's mentioning it. And people think they have to wear a mask even though they're healthy. Most of our nation's healthy. So there's no reason to. It's absolutely absurd. But people were conned into this. They're not using their thinking skills. And based in fear, they could get people to do whatever they want them to do. And you're right. What a great way to not have anyone be just but a set of eyes walking around. You're just a set of eyes. You don't matter. What you say doesn't matter. We're gonna make sure you're not seen and not heard from. And we're over you, and we're going to tell you what to do. It's amazing.
It is a denial, a rejection of their humanity.
Uncle Milty has a comment for you.
Well, I just disagree with one thing you said, is
what?
That they're not using their thinking skills.
Uh-huh.
I think the problem is too many people in our country today don't have thinking skills.
Okay, well. All right, I'll give you that. Yeah, they don't. They want to be led, you know, at every turn. And that is, it's been truly amazing to watch how people don't even question what we've done in previous years to this year. Don't even question it. So you're right. I think they've been able to get away with this. And I do think it is a form of this. It is a you will be silenced. Right?
Yeah,
we're going to put something over your face.
Exactly. I have felt all along that COVID-19 was the red herring in this whole exercise that's playing out. It's a red herring. It's meant to divert your eyes away from the real fright, the real thing that you should be fretting about, which is the Great Reset and the launching of this New World Order. They want your eyes off of that and be looking at COVID and fearing COVID and looking to the government for your next instructions on how to stay safe from COVID.
Yes.
And so it really is effective in that way.
And the Great Reset is so much about the digital world and also the ending of cash. And if you go ask a Walmart employee, just ask them, because I have, and you say, well, why is there a cash shortage, when they say there's a cash shortage, and they say, well, because of COVID. Well, how does COVID prevent them from printing and minting coins years ago? And they go, I don't know, COVID. Because that's the mentality of America. It's COVID. So you're right. This fits so many criteria from their 2010 Rockefeller report to do all these things, because they could get the cash shortage. They could rob us of trillions and no one's going to care in those stimulus bills. Uncle Milty?
I think you won't feel that way once it's your grandmother that gets COVID.
Yeah, because it's all emotional. It's all about, you know, we're not allowed to ever mention that.
It's all emotional.
It's all
every
emotional.
Bit of it.
But isn't that amazing that they're able to use this to do all of the things that they had written out that they'd be doing over the decade, and they certainly are sticking to task.
They absolutely are. I think the document, the Rockefeller Foundation document you're referring to, was the lockstep article.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where they war-gamed this whole thing out back in 2010, and they found that China had the best response to this global pandemic of a virus.
Right.
And so, like they say, nothing in politics happens by accident. And I really believe that the older I get. You start to get a broader perspective after you've been around for 50-plus years like myself.
Yep, that's why we say question everything, because I don't think we realize to the extent we've been lied to about so many things. And people can say conspiracy theorist all they want. If they haven't woken up by now, if this 4 years hasn't woken people up, I don't think they actually will be awakened, because I don't know if they can.
A lot of them are being awakened, but the ones who refuse... There's a group of people in this country, and it's the vast majority, although before COVID it was the vast, vast majority, but some of them are waking up. But they want to be lied to, Kate.
Yeah, they do. It's more comfortable.
People literally prefer to be lied to, because if they hear the truth and they let it sink into their soul, that would require them to take action. Who wants to live in a country where your vote is flipped? The person you vote for is flipped around to the opposite candidate. Who wants to live in a country like that?
Right.
Who wants to live in a country that is ruled by unelected bureaucratic, quote, experts?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do what they say. Dr. Fauci just said, this is a time, he said, America has this tradition of, individuality and individual
Can we get
freedom.
Rid of that?
He said, but at a time like this, he said, you need to do what you're told.
Ooh, ooh, fighting words coming from little Hitler. And he wants you to not spend Christmas with your family. Loved that one. We're out of time, but
yeah, we've also created a society that does not want to be responsible.
Yeah, Yeah, no accountability whatsoever. Yep. And that's really what the left drives from. Leo Homan, thank you so much. We'll have to have you back soon. Yeah. And I mean soon. Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com, LeoHoman.com. Donate to Leo. Keep him going. Keep him going. He needs it. And we so appreciate you, Leo. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Kate.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you. And we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.